And finally today, hey kids, what time is it?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7
50 years ago today, this was the number one song in America and the first rock and roll record to hit the top. As Day Today's Steve Prophet reports, Rock Around the Clock had already been around for more than a year when it suddenly began moving up the charts with a bullet.
Bill Haley and the Comets released Rock Around the Clock in April of 1954. It sold about 75,000 copies. But in the summer of 1955, the song was featured in a movie about delinquent teens starring Glenn Ford.
You are now listening to Rock Around the Clock. This is the theme music from MGM's sensational new picture, Blackboard Jungle.
The film did okay, but the song was a huge hit, and it made Bill Haley, then 30, a star.
He started out having a country band, sort of a western swing band, you know. Bill Haley and the Saddlemen was the name of his band.
Musician and musicologist Billy Vera says Haley, who grew up in the Philadelphia area, played in the local show band style, mostly rhythm and blues, but with a country swing feel. His band dropped the name The Saddlemen in favor of the Comets. One of their early hits was this 1952 recording, Crazy Man Crazy. But it was Rock Around the Clock that clicked, and folks like Patti Page and Eddie Fisher found Bill Haley knocking them off the charts. Billy Vera.
Why? I don't know. He wasn't a great musician. He did have a great guitar player who wasn't in his band that played on the records, a guy named Danny Cedrone, Italian guy from Philly. And he played this incredible solo on Crazy Man Crazy, which he duplicated note for note, verbatim, on Rock Around the Clock.
Hey, you know, it worked once. Let's do it again.
Yeah. It was so nice we got to play it twice.
When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7.
In fact, Vera thinks the tune behind Rock Around the Clock may well have also been recycled, perhaps from Hank Williams' first hit record, Move It On Over, released in 1947. Billy Vera says it sounds an awful lot like Rock Around the Clock.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
Close enough that if I were the judge in court, I would have awarded some money to Hank's publisher, you know, for plagiarism. Instead of going Rock Around the Clock, goes Moving On Over, cause a big dog coming in.
Whatever its genesis, Rock Around the Clock became one of the best-selling records of all time. But according to Bill Haley's bass player, Marshall Little, the song was recorded in 45 minutes at the end of a session as almost an afterthought.
And we did two takes with Rock Around the Clock, and they put those two takes together and created the master that has become legendary throughout the world.
Bill Haley died in 1981. He may not have been the most influential musician of his era, but he remains an important figure in the early evolution of rock and roll.
I think he opened the door. You know, you could say he was sort of John the Baptist of rock and roll. You know, if Elvis was the Jesus of rock and roll, the king of rock and roll.
Rocker and music historian Billy Vera on Bill Haley. His record, Rock Around the Clock, was the number one song on the Billboard pop chart 50 years ago today. I'm Steve Prophet, NPR News.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.